the floor to Romania.
Mr. President, Romania commends the convening of this urgent debate, aligning itself with the EU statement, and is looking forward to the adoption of a strong Council resolution after today's deliberations. As we underlined during the interactive dialogue with the High Commissioner on June 15, ensuring gender equality in law and in practice is crucial for achieving stability, justice, and sustainable and positive transformations in Afghanistan. Ensuring respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms of women and girls in Afghanistan should be prioritized in international community's action, not only because they have been seriously backstabbed contrary to Taliban's promises and this country's international commitments, but also for avoiding this tendency becomes irreversible, putting at risk Afghans' future. Measures such as the suspension of girls' secondary education, severe barriers to employment and health, no opportunities to participate in political and public life, limits on freedom of movement, association and expression, deny in fact any public role of women in society, while undeniably they are its backbone. We ask for the effective authorities to ensure the, in law and in practice the necessary conditions for full and equal fulfillment of the right to public, free and quality education, to pre-primary, primary, secondary education, to academic freedom and lifelong learning opportunities for all without any form of gender-based or other kind of discrimination. It is high time for all violations of women's and girls' rights to be ceased. They affect human dignity and have long-lasting and severe impact on Afghan society as a whole. Mr. President, let us end by expressing our strong solidarity with Afghan sorrow after the recent devastating earthquake. I thank you.